A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Backstage, a blonde-haired woman with a ponytail slips on a leather jacket. A Netflix original comedy special. The woman looks around and takes a swig from a water bottle. Title, Taylor Tomlinson. A neon sign above the stage door lights up. Title, Quarter Life Crisis.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Taylor Tomlinson!
Hands raised, Taylor strides onto the blue, violet-lit stage wearing a tank top, jeans, and sneakers, along with her jacket. She unclips the microphone, moving the stand upstage. She steps downstage, shrugging and holding out her hand. She pats her heart, shaking her head and beaming at the crowd. Taylor makes a fist.
Wow, I hope my ex sees this. Thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming. This is amazing. How are you? Good? Okay, cool. I'm sorry, that was so aggressive. There's so many people. I did not need to single you out that way. I would hate that if someone did it to me. I'm an introvert. Is anyone else an introvert?
She points around the hall.
All right, that was a test and you failed. No introverts ever gone woo at any decibel. Real introverts are parked outside going, is it even worth it? I don't know who she is.
She makes a face, shrugging.
Here's how much of an introvert I am. Recently, I read a statistic that said in 80% of homicide cases, the killer was someone the victim knew. When I read that, I was relieved. Like, thank God, I don't want to get murdered and meet somebody. Oh, that's a lot for a Friday, getting stabbed and acquainted. Just dump me in the river. Don't introduce yourself, Jeff.
She eyes the crowd.
So glad you guys are doing well. I'm doing okay. I am halfway through my 20s and I am done with this shit. Oh my God, I'm sick of my 20s. I'm so sick of people telling me to enjoy them. They're not fun. They are 10 years of asking yourself, will I outgrow this or is it a problem?
She raises her brow.
Like, is this a phase or a demon? I just need to know. Like, am I fun or should I go to a meeting? Someone help me. And people get upset when I complain about being young. I had a woman come up to me after a show furious. She's like, you should really appreciate this time of your life because someday you're going to have a family like me and you're really going to miss it.
Her eyes go wide. She double takes.
Like, where are your kids buried? Holy shit. I'm just trying to get to my car, ghost of Christmas future.
She squints.
And if you're sitting there going, Taylor, you should be grateful. I miss my 20s. No, you don't. What you miss is a time in your life where you didn't have a lot of responsibilities because nobody expected anything from you. But do you remember why nobody expected anything from you? Because you sucked.
She points at herself.
That's what everybody forgets about your 20s. You were garbage. Thinner garbage, but you were garbage. You have no intuition, no instincts. You can't make decisions, only mistakes. That's why you're thin in your 20s. You don't have a gut to listen to yet.
She mimes, leaning in.
There's no mystic bad feeling under your ribs going, hey, maybe don't date a DJ again. Nobody expects me to do shit right. I'm like, what can I bring to the potluck, Nana? She's like, napkins, can you handle that? Dry ones this time. And if they say Starbucks on them, I swear to God, Taylor, go to a Dollar Tree. Stop ruining Easter.
She purses her lips.
But I've been doing a lot of work on myself. You have to work on yourself in your 20s, because if you don't, then you'll turn 30 and all the shitty parts of your personality will solidify and that'll just be who you are now.
She grimaces.
Your 20s are an opportunity to fish trash out of the lake before it freezes over.
She leans over, reaching down.
It's like, ooh, what's that? Codependency? Daddy issues? All right, better get all that out of there, because winter is coming!
Taylor smiles at the crowd.
I've done so much work on myself in the last 5 years. I quit dating losers. That took a minute. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. There's no rehab for that, only sponsors. Losers are hard to quit. Losers are a lot like cigarettes. You have one in your mouth, you feel pretty cool, but everyone around you is like, ew, we're sad for you.
She cringes.
Don't do that around my kids. All my friends are like, you need a guy with a car and a job. And I'm like, yeah, but then I gotta deal with his wife. Like, it's a whole thing.
She raises a hand to her mouth, then rolls her eyes.
And I'm trying to be a better partner, too. I haven't always been a great partner. I dated one guy on again, off again for 4 years. I would dump him, get back together, dump him, get back together. I was the girl you couldn't bring home for holidays, because what are you going to say at that point? Just like, Mom, Dad, this is my lesson that I can't seem to learn.
She grins, arm out.
Don't get attached.
She paces.
He and I broke up because he cheated on me. In my head, and I could not.
She shakes her head, then shrugs.
Sorry, if you love me, you wouldn't even do it up here. Like, you wouldn't even put yourself in that situation.
She gestures around her head.
I read too many of those signs he's cheating articles. Have you read those? They're all the same. Just like, oh, did he buy you flowers?
She stares, unblinking.
He feels guilty. Oh, did he call you babe? He doesn't know your name.
She paces back and forth, slowly.
Was he nice to your family? He slept with your mom.
Taylor makes a face.
He never cheated on me, but he did do this weird thing where he would let me know anytime other women hit on him. Like, he'd go out of his way to be like, oh, babe, I just want to let you know, girl at Starbucks tried to give me her number, so.
She shrugs. Then raises her brow.
And I'm like, cool. What do you want me to say to that? You want to fist bump you? Like, nice, bro. Get it. Like.
She mimes, then holds out her hand.
You want me to get jealous, turn into Batman? Like, where is she? Like, what? And he's like, no, I'm trying to be honest with you because I love you. That's what I'm doing. I'm being honest with you. And I'm like, no, you're not. You want me to know that you turned down the option of other people today. You want points for not cheating on me. Like I'm supposed to swoon or something. Like, oh my God, babe.
She fans herself.
You honored the most basic term of our agreement?
She wipes her eye, trembling. Her face crumples and she fans herself again.
I'm so lucky. This is like a fairy tale. Like.
She shuts her eyes.
I never understood Taylor Swift songs before, and now I do. Like, I thank you so much. I know you have a lot of options. I turned into Southwest Airlines. Like, I know you have a lot of options when you fly. Thank you for choosing us. Can we get you anything else? I was so pissed. I'm like, do you have any idea how easy it would be for me to cheat on you? Do you know how many holes I have in me? I take this slice of Swiss cheese for a walk around the block. It's over for you, dude.
She raises her brow, nodding.
Yeah.
She shrugs.
I don't even have to try that hard. I just gotta raise my hand in a Walmart or uncross my legs in a Denny's, and we are open for business, all right? Just like, boom, got your grand slam right here, fellas. Line it up!
She whirls a finger.
Mama has a point to make.
Taylor walks the stage.
The real reason he and I broke up is the reason everybody breaks up. We were no longer having the amount of sex you need to have in order to ignore everything that's wrong with each other. Yeah, love is blind, lust is Helen Keller. So.
She nods, shrugging.
We weren't there anymore, and it got tough because I have a fairly high sex drive. Not crazy high, not like I'm gonna catch something at the bus station high.
She crouches, prancing exaggeratedly. She eyes the crowd, holding out her hand.
But if I love you, diarrhea doesn't deter me. Like, we're in that zone, you know? It's like, yeah, your stomach hurts, push through it. I want to feel close to you. Mentally push, not physically. Don't make a mess. That joke makes me sound so much cooler than I am. I'm not that cool. I've had sex with 2 people, 4 if you're Christian. Like, I'm not a good time. I'm not. I don't like casual sex. All my friends are like, you don't know if you like it. You've never tried it. I'm like, I've also never tried cottage cheese, and I know that shit looks nasty. It's all wet and bumpy. I don't trust it, okay? I had a friend try to convince me with this argument. She goes, you have to try it, Taylor, because there is nothing as empowering as just banging some guy and leaving. I'm like, I mean, that sounds good, but I don't know. Have you ever tried to make a dude's mom love you more than him? That is power. I still talk to Sheila, so.
She flicks her ponytail, raising her brow.
Haven't heard from him in 8 years, but every Christmas she's like, I miss you.
She minds texting.
I was very sheltered growing up. I was terrified of sex. I thought I would be bad at it. Now that I'm older, it's so easy to be good at sex, isn't it? Oh my gosh. All you have to do is approach it with the enthusiasm of a child. Just put everything in your mouth. Like.
She spreads her hands.
If you can reach it and it fits, that's where it goes. Pretend you're four and your partner's made of Legos. It's not complicated.
She smiles.
I grew up very religious, you know, so I was encouraged to abstain from drugs and alcohol and sex and enjoyment. And being abstinent is when you wait until marriage to have sex. They used to tell us the safest sex is no sex, which is a lot like saying the safest travel is books.
She nods knowingly.
When I have a daughter, I'm gonna make sure she's abstinent in high school and probably before that while we're at it, because
she raises her finger.
When I was younger and I was abstinent, I was not having sex, but I was having other things done to me. And I don't know if you know this, but other things are kind of the best part of sex for ladies. So while my friends were having sex, I was the only one having orgasms. Yeah. I could not believe it when I found out. When my friends are like, yeah, me and Chad have had sex, but I've never, you know. And I'm like.
She mugs, surprise.
You're going to hell and you didn't even finish?
She double takes, hand to her heart.
I'll pray for you. First time I tried to lose my virginity, I missed. That happened to anybody else in here? Not physically, I wasn't stupid. It wasn't like, oh, I was like trying to put a straw in a Capri Sun. It wasn't like that.
She crouches, wiggling her hips.
What happened was, I was waiting until marriage or until Jesus came back, because I'm like, my dad will like him, right? And I waited, and then finally, I tried to lose it to my boyfriend in college, who said, no, thank you, which was a bit of a curveball. Nobody told me to expect sexual rejection as a woman. Nobody prepares you. From the time you start walking as a little girl, they're like, hey, everybody wants in there. You gotta build a perimeter and keep everyone out. I was so busy trying to keep people out of me, I never thought I'd have to talk someone into me. Men take sexual rejection much easier because they're prepared for it. From the time they start walking, they're like, hey, Brent, you're a little creepy. Maybe keep an eye on that.
She leans down, eyeballing.
You're gonna need to get consent, which is a noise she makes, not a feeling you feel.
Taylor straightens up, raising a hand.
But because men are prepared for it, they bounce back real quick. They walk around like vacuum salesmen, just like, there's another house over here.
She turns out her thigh, then struts. She shakes her head, grinning.
My boyfriend was nervous to have sex with a virgin, and I was like, well, the good news is, you only have to do it once, and then guess what? Problem solved. I felt like a high schooler trying to get a job at the Gap. Just like, oh, well, we really want someone with retail experience. It's like, well, how am I supposed to get some unless someone takes a chance on me?
She wears a pained expression.
I was literally told by somebody that getting rid of my virginity as a woman was gonna be like handing out free samples at a Costco. And instead, I felt like one of those guys on the Vegas Strip trying to hand you a nightclub flyer. And it's like, no, come on in, it'll be fun. There's lights, it's kind of damp, get in here. It's fun.
She shakes her head.
But you know what they say, women always go for men like their fathers. So I keep going for guys who do not want to sleep with me. Like that is so like my dad, all right? No reason to be offended. That joke's about what a great dad my dad is. I lost my virginity late. I lost it when I was financially independent. Yeah, I went through my bank statements like, I could afford to have a dick in me. Just like so responsible. All my other friends lost it under a Backstreet Boys poster in their mom's house, and I lost it under an IKEA painting that I purchased.
She motions above.
With a coupon. But I'm glad I was raised that way because it taught me how to choose sexual partners in a very responsible way, okay? Because when I was younger and I was waiting, I would tell guys, I'm not ready to have sex yet. Is that okay? And anytime guys were really cool about that decision, that just made me want to have sex with them more because there is nothing hotter than someone respecting your boundaries. You're just like, what? Take your pants off. Get over here.
She fans herself.
The hottest thing you can say to a girl is, hey, we don't have to do anything.
She stares. Hand on her hip.
Now we do. So I still do this as a sexually active adult. I pretend I'm not ready to have sex with someone new yet, just to make sure they're a good person first. I call it the gobstopper test. I go, oh, I'm not ready, is that okay? He's like, totally fine, no worries at all. And I'm like, Charlie, you won! You did it!
She pumps her fists and raises her arms.
Now come inside my chocolate factory. It's all for you.
She twirls an imaginary cane kicking at her feet. She laughs silently.
But I am not a casual dater. Here's how not casual I am. I actually got engaged this year. Nope, didn't work out. Context clues. I would have expected better from you, front row. No, it's okay. It's all for the best. Didn't work out, just wasn't the right fit. But man, I learned a lot about myself in the process of getting engaged. First off, I didn't know what a basic bitch I was who was gonna love being engaged that much. But something happened when that ring went on my finger. Something in my stupid lady lizard brain went.
Level completed.
She holds out her ring finger. Mouth wide.
And I just kind of floated through Target, like.
She steps slowly.
Oh, am I better than everybody?
She turns, waving her arm.
What's that? No, I don't need help. Someone loves me.
She struts.
I'll find the towels right after I cancel therapy. I'm all fixed. I wore that ring for 2 months. I never got used to it. It kept getting caught on stuff like sweaters and my freedom. Like, it was cumbersome.
Taylor grins.
It also just didn't look right on me. It was a diamond on this. It looked stupid. I looked like a rescue dog in a Gucci sweater. It was so dumb. I mean, I had a friend who goes, are you afraid you're gonna get mugged? I'm like, bitch, I look like I stole it. Are you serious? I knew I was too young to be getting married because people kept telling me that I was. I had so many people that were like, I got married at 25, don't know if I'd do that again. I'm like, aren't you guys still together? They're like, yeah.
She nods soberly.
I had a woman at one of my shows yell at me from the audience. She goes, you should really wait till you're 27 to get married. I said, why 27? She goes, because that's when your frontal lobe is finished developing in your brain. That's when your brain's done, 27.
She nods at the crowd.
Yeah, what a mean fact to yell at someone. Just like, oh, you think you're happy, Scarecrow? Why don't you wait a beat till the wizard gives you a brain? I've been drinking since noon. Make me laugh.
She walks carefully, heaving briefly. She turns to the audience.
But I Googled it, and that fact is real. And that fact is proof that God is a man, because who else would finish your boobs years before your brain? That's bullshit.
She glares, eyes wide.
You're telling me no one up in heaven's like, hey, God, are you going to finish the brain today? Because you keep putting it off and it seems important. He's like, this is important. Don't tell me how to do my job. I'm God, damn it. I'm gonna make one of them bigger for like 8 years.
She crouches, squeezing with her fingers.
I'm sorry if you love God, that's what he's like.
She grins.
I didn't want to be married, though. I wanted to be married, mostly so I wouldn't have to date anymore. I will say, though, the best time to date is immediately after a very painful breakup, because your standards are so low. Oh, after I broke off my engagement, I was like, wow, all I want to do is make out with someone who hasn't seen me cry in the tub. Like, that's all I wanted. I just wanted a fresh one who didn't know I was crazy to come in like, you're not like other girls. I'm like, not yet.
She sashays.
Oh, you're sitting across from him at dinner while he talks about his ex. You're like, whoa, she sounds nuts. But, but in your head, you're like, we would be friends. This doesn't work out, I'll call her. She made a fake Facebook account to stalk you after you blocked her? That's insane. I would never do that on Facebook. She sounds old. Not good at dating. I tried a dating app once. I tried OkCupid. Okay, heard some judgment from the back. Look, I didn't know. I didn't know it was a bad one. I should have known. The name sounds like giving up. Just like, okay, Cupid, you take a stab.
She turns away, hand to her brow.
I just don't like dating apps because I feel like people curate these really fake opening lines that they'll just copy and paste and use on everybody. I talked to a guy who told me on Tinder his opening line, no matter who it was, so, do you like sunrises or sunsets?
She makes a gagging face.
That's me choking on his dick because that's a great line. I mean, that's...
She makes the okay sign.
It's poetry. That's like a... That's a haiku, I think. Check my math, but that line's a Trader Joe's bag. You should reuse it. I had a guy on OkCupid send me an emoji as an opening line. Not a cute one, not like a heart or a kissy face or even an eggplant, which is gross, but I get it. He sent me one of these.
She turns her mouth down in a grimace.
You know the one you never touch? Because it looks like Pac-Man getting a colonoscopy.
She makes the face.
Half of you won't enjoy this joke because you don't know what I'm talking about. That's how rarely this emoji is used. And I responded because I was like, I gotta make sure this guy doesn't hurt anybody. So I wrote back and I said, does this work for you? Do people respond because they're confused? Are you negging me? What's happening here? And he goes, well, the way a woman responds to the emoji tells me a lot about her character.
She smiles coyly.
And I said, all right, Detective Douche Rocket. What does my response tell you about my character? And he goes, well, it tells me you're really transparent, honesty's super important to you, and you have trouble trusting people.
Taylor looks taken aback. She double takes.
That emoji works. I was like, so we should get coffee or married, I don't know. Dr. Dushrage, I'm sorry. I'm not good at dating because I'm not fun. I'm not like a fun person. You can probably tell that by now. For example, this is my impression of a fun person.
She makes jazz hands, shaking her hips.
This is what I think fun looks like your creepy uncle trying to corner you at Christmas. Like, you're so big now, let's dance. Ah.
She shrugs.
I look like something else at a car sale, but it's just very depressed. Just like, yeah, we got Subarus in there. I don't know, I took a bunch of pills.
She crouches, shaking.
I've never been fun. I've never been the life of the party. At best, I'm the faint pulse of a potluck. Like, that's all I've been able to achieve. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I did start using weed this last year. You can tell because I say, thank you. You can tell because I say using like it's PowerPoint. Wow, I suck. I started taking edibles at night because I was having trouble sleeping. Some of my friends got too excited at first. They're like, oh, now we can get high and go see Spider-Man. And I was like, oh, no, I only do that night-night.
She mimes sleep and scrunches up her face.
And they're like, wow, you ruined weed, too. How did you do that? I had to start taking something at night because I was having nightmares as an adult, which is like when you get braces at 40. Everybody's like, you're still doing that? It's like, yeah, I guess. It's embarrassing. And nightmares as an adult are so much worse than nightmares as a kid. So much worse. A lot of things are worse as an adult. I think we know that. Have you guys tried to give yourselves an adult pep talk lately? Yeah, it is laughable. It's impossible. You can pep yourself up when you're a kid because you still believe in stuff like Santa and magic and the government. Like, you still think there are forces at work for you, so you can shadow box in the bathroom mirror, like, you're gonna do it, because you're great, and I believe in you. And as an adult, you're just leaning on that sink, like, you're gonna do it, because what other goddamn choice do you have?
She leans forward, eyes wild. She nods stoically.
You guys tried to buy greeting cards for your family as adults? Can't do that anymore. Too much has happened. And Hallmark can't cover it. When you're a kid, you run into CVS on Father's Day like, you're the best dad in the whole world. I'm done. As an adult, you walk down that aisle just like, you've always been there for me. Nope.
She mimes taking cards.
Thank you for accepting me exactly as I... Okay, try again. I couldn't have asked for a better... You know what? Screw this. Excuse me, do you guys have any that just say, you are my dad? How about you screwed my mom? You got any of those? I'll get a blank one. It's fine. All right. You are a father. This is a day. Here is a card. Nailed it.
She mimes writing and shrugs.
When you have a nightmare as a kid, you can run somewhere for comfort. You can go to your parents like, I had a dream that there was a werewolf and a vampire and my hands were snakes. And they're like, you're an idiot. Go back to sleep. None of that's real. Why did we have you? And you're like, okay, awesome.
She walks away.
As an adult, you wake up from nightmares like, I had a dream that there was an earthquake and I got cancer and you cheated on me. And everybody's like, oh yeah, that'll probably happen. They're not even dreams, they're just premonitions. So I started taking these edibles at night, these little chocolate-covered blueberries, because if I'm gonna be a drug addict, I'm gonna have a treat. And...
She dances in place and poses sweetly.
When I started taking them, I was so nervous about becoming a druggie that I would cut them in half and then just nibble on half until I got sleepy. Do you know how afraid of your own personality you have to be hunched over one blueberry?
She mimes.
The smallest of the fruits, with a plastic knife from Taco Bell, just like, ooh, be careful. You don't want to be fun to hang out with.
She mimes cutting the berry.
I've never been drunk, because I'm pretty sure I'm an alcoholic. The only times I've ever wanted to drink are alone in a La Quinta Inn, and I'm told that's when you're not supposed to do it. So I stay away from the stuff. I have been pulled over for drunk driving completely sober, which is a great way to find out that you're a terrible driver. When cops are stopping you on the highway, like, are you wasted? And you're like, no, officer, that was my best.
She presents with an arm. She grins with mock pride, twisting her hips.
That cop didn't believe me either. He just kept hounding me. He's like, how much have you had to drink? How much have you had? How much have you had? And finally, I was just like, no, officer, you don't understand. Okay, I'm not drunk. I've never been drunk. I don't even know how. I'm a little sad.
She shrugs.
Is there a sad driving test? I think they should have one. Like, instead of a breathalyzer, they just have you sigh into a harmonica.
She holds up two fingers.
And if it's on pitch, like, out of the car, Johnny Cash, can't have you on the road.
Taylor grins.
But I'm at a bit of a crossroads in my life, you guys, because I'm 25, and I don't want to party, I don't want to hook up, and I guess I'm not ready to get married, so what is left for me to do?
She nods, pointing.
Judge people, exactly. So I was on Facebook this week, just making sure my family's still racist, and... That's a joke, I don't have to check. And...
She raises her finger.
I saw that a girl I went to high school with just got back from her honeymoon, and she posted that she's gonna be taking a break from social media. Have you guys seen people do this? Yeah, these like heroes of the internet. Their big announcement, just, hear ye, I will be taking a break from social media, hashtag brave. It's like, dude. Nobody wanted to see a picture of your sandwich on Wednesday. No one's gonna miss it on Friday, all right? Also, why are you posting about the fact that you're going to stop posting soon? That's like toasting to the fact that you're going to quit drinking in the morning. You're not off to a great start, sweetheart.
She nods, smiling thinly.
But this girl made a whole video for Instagram, Facebook, all of them. She's like, hey guys, so as you probably heard, I just got married. And I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break from social media just to focus on my new wifely duties.
Taylor cringes.
Wifely duty. I'm like, you can't blow your husband and share cat videos?
She tilts her head.
You have two hands. Multitask. Like, get an apron. I thought it was weird, though, so I played the video backwards. Sure enough, you play it backwards. She's like, I've made a huge mistake. Come pick me up. He's so boring. We're like, yeah, we know. We met him. He's the type of guy you get halfway home from the theme park before you're like, oh, shit, where's Doug?
She looks behind her.
Oh, no, we have to go back. My wallet's in his fanny pack, so. Oh, do not feel bad for Doug. He's terrible. Every time he tells a story somewhere, a child loses a balloon.
She nods severely.
I went to their wedding. I'm so glad I did. I learned a lot. If you're single, go to as many weddings as possible so you can walk around just like, okay, not this.
She swipes her finger left.
We watched her walk down the aisle for what felt like 45 minutes to an hour. Oh my God. These 20-something brides are really milking that walk. Just like.
She holds the mic like a bouquet and steps forward as if in slow-mo. Her face wears an exaggerated smile.
I'm a princess. It's like, you're a Bigfoot, speed it up, we have lives. I swear, when I get married, I'm gonna jog a little bit down the aisle like I've been in a crosswalk too long. Just like, yeah, I see the numbers going down. I'm gonna have you out of here in 9 seconds. So she gets about halfway down. Everybody's like, she's an angel, she's beautiful. She looked okay. And you ever go to a wedding like, huh, that's your best, interesting. So
she looks upstage and turns back to the crowd.
Don't be scared, let it resonate with you. So she gets about halfway down and I start getting antsy. So I go, you know what, I'm gonna check out the groom. Because usually at this point in the ceremony, the groom's crying a little bit because she's so beautiful, he's so lucky, they made a mistake, whatever it is. It's part of the experience and I wanted my money's worth. Those knives weren't cheap. So I look towards the front, not expecting like a blubbering mess of a man, just like a light, produce aisle mist, you know? Like a respectful, let's keep those zucchinis damp type of deal.
She gestures at her face.
And he was dry as a bone, you guys. Nothing going on, just another Tuesday for this asshole. It's cheaper to get married on Tuesday. And
she raises a finger.
And I thought to myself, wow, if that happens to me, I'm gonna stop my wedding.
She holds the mic like a flower bouquet and steps slowly. She pauses mid-step, smile fading as she looks to the side. Taylor cocks her head, squinting.
You know what? Cut the music. Cut. Just cut it real quick. Babe, come here. We're just gonna just say miss him. Sidebar. So much fun. You need to get your shit together.
She nods severely.
I showed up. I have a spray tan. I'm wearing flavored underwear for you.
She makes air quotes.
Yeah, pot roast panties, just like your mom used to make, which is weird. That's a weird request, but I did it. Now we're gonna go back at. Don't look at them. Look at me. I'm your future.
She leans in.
You focus up, buddy. Okay. Oh, don't start crying now. It's too late and too early. You save that up, because we're going to go back out there, and we're going to get it right this time, aren't we? Yeah, we are, because if you don't.
She minds turning his face to hers.
I will make your life a living hell. Do you understand me? I could bake you cookies every day, or I could make you miserable forever. I don't give a shit either way. I just need a project, motherfucker.
Taylor straightens up, moving center stage and gesturing for the music to continue. She She begins her walk again, gazing pointedly to the side.
But it is feelings like this that indicate I am not ready for marriage.
She nods.
I do want to get married, but I think before you get married, you have to make sure that you're realistic, okay? About what love and relationships are and can be. Not cynical, don't go too far. I mean, I made the mistake of babysitting after I broke off my engagement, and that is not the time to be caring for someone with hope.
She gestures downward.
I was so nervous. I'm always nervous to babysit. I don't want to ruin her life, because, like, that's her parents' job. And so I just put on a Disney movie, and I hid in the kitchen, and I thought, we'll get through these 4 hours together. Halfway through the Disney movie, this little girl, she's 6 years old, she comes running up to me in the kitchen, and she goes, Taylor, what does being in love feel like?
Taylor clenches her jaw and puts a hand on her hip.
And it's tough, you know, because, like, how do you even begin to explain love to a child that young? How do you even begin to explain romance and courtship? You know, it's complicated. There's an app and you gotta download it and swipe. There's like a whole resume you have to fill out, take a picture from a peer, Facetune it. That's another app, okay?
She purses her lips.
But I didn't want to lie to her, and I wanted to relate it to something she would have understood, something that she would have experienced in her young life. So I thought about it and I said, being in love. It's sort of like, okay, do you remember when you got lost at the grocery store? That was scary, right? But then do you remember how you felt when you finally found your mom? How safe and happy and relieved you were, and how you ran up to her and you grabbed her leg, and then you looked up and it wasn't your mom?
She stares down, eyes wide. She grins awkwardly. Backing away.
That's kind of what it's like out here, yeah. You think you know somebody, turns out it's just some stranger with your mom's knees. Trust no one, swipe left. So that's not good. But you do need to be realistic. I have girlfriends that are terrible about this. A friend told me that she thinks the perfect relationship is one where you feel safe but not bored. I'm like, bitch, get an Xbox. That's not gonna happen. You have to think about what you want and what you need in a relationship. Because what you want is usually a fantasy, and what you need is what's gonna make you truly happy. Same friends, like, I want Channing Tatum. It's like, well, you need Seth Rogen, so make peace with it. I've been thinking a lot about what I want and need in a partner because I travel all the time. I have a weird job where I work at night. If I want to have a family, what I need is a stay-at-home dad. The problem is, I don't want someone who, like, plans to be a stay-at-home dad. You know those guys who are like, I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad. He just, like, sits on the floor, smoke weed, eat crumbs. That guy sucks. That guy watches your water break and asks you for a ride to the hospital. The only upside to marrying that dude is he'll never leave the baby in a hot car because he doesn't have one. I need a guy with goals and drive and ambition, and I need him to give all that up to support mine.
She smiles, hand over her heart.
I need to find a winner and destroy him.
She clenches her fist.
I want to say, this is my husband. He used to do this. And I can feel some people pulling back like, oh, Taylor, he's going to resent you. I know.
She bends at the knees.
I'm kind of into that. I'm super into it. Because I've dated dudes that don't make as much money as me, almost exclusively. What up? And one of them really hated it. It made him feel embarrassed and emasculated. And it was, oh, so hot. Oh my God, I'm like, come here, baby girl, we'll role play. You can be the breadwinner tonight. How does that sound? Yeah, you go right back to making pancakes in the morning. Don't get cocky just because daddy lent you some pants.
She stares severely.
I have a savings account that makes me daddy. Then I dated a guy who was super fine with the situation. He's like, so you make more money than me. Who cares? Doesn't matter to me at all. And I was like, oh.
She makes a face, then kicks.
Okay. And I don't need you to be upset always. I just want that edge in our relationship. Like, I need you to choke me in bed, but kind of mean it a little. Like, I want I want that power struggle to keep it hot. Like, I want you to make those passive-aggressive comments at dinner parties and make all our friends drive home. Like, what was that?
She minds driving away.
Are they okay? Sitting in that circle before dinner, drinking wine, just like, so how are you, Bill? He's like, oh, you know, pretty good, pretty good. Hard to sleep with all these dead dreams under my pillow. Am I laughing? I've been practicing. Anyway, I'm just gonna get another beer. Honey, do you want anything? I mean, you've already taken everything from me. I'm doing finger guns because I can't shoot you for real.
She waves a hand.
And I'm like, ooh, don't worry about him, everyone. You know how they are. Right before they get their allowance.
She turns away from the crowd, slowly sipping from a bottled water.
Don't know why some of you seem offended. I'm the one who has to die alone.
Taylor flashes a smile.
I'd like to have kids, too, which is a shame because I'm so talented. And,
She nods at the front.
You understand. I don't know what happened. A few years ago, I was like, yeah, I'll get to kids. And now it's like every day I wake up and my brain goes, you have goals. And my body's like, I'm empty, like all the time. I saw a baby in a fedora last week and I was like, I need to make something and put a hat on it right now.
She waves her arms and jogs the stage.
It came from somewhere inside me I didn't know existed. I felt like a young boy who'd just seen porn for the first time. Just like, what's happening to my body? I have to go home forever.
She crumples at the knees, turning upstage.
I do still get annoyed with other people's kids, which I think will keep me empty a little bit longer. Like, my biggest pet peeve are those babies that wave at you from strollers. Have you seen these babies? They're strangers to you, but they wave like you owe them money or something. And it's like, hi, don't engage, it's a trap. The same thing happens every time. Hi.
She waves above her head.
Hi. Hi. Hi, sweetie, how are you? You know why they laugh? Because they just wasted your time. They know one word, it's not a conversation. That's a dead end. That would be like me walking up to a French person like, bonjour. They get excited, start talking to me in French, and I just go, ha ha! Then a bigger person wheels me away in a carriage.
She steps away slowly, waving the back of her hand.
Au revoir, asshole. You thought you made a friend, baguette.
She grins and walks the stage.
I do want to have kids, but I want to make sure before I have them that I have made enough mistakes so that I give great advice as a parent. You have to make mistakes, learn from them, and then you give amazing advice. My dad read his Bible every night. He got a scholarship to college. He married my mom, and then he had us. His advice was terrible. He'd be like, don't do that. And we're like, why? And he's like, I don't know, kid. I read it in a book. I've never really lived.
She crouches, resting her chin on her fist.
Joel Osteen pose. My uncle was a drug-dealing alcoholic who got shot in the 90s. I listen to everything that man says. Because he can back it up. He's like, don't do that. Why? Because Uncle Larry pees sitting down now.
She nods, eyes wide. She points off.
Go play.
Swaggering, she kicks a leg.
I just don't want to be one of these people that has kids too soon before I think about what it's going to be like. Like, my biggest fear is the technology thing. Like, my kids are always going to have the internet. And don't get me wrong, I'm young. I had the internet pretty early. I got the internet just as I was going through puberty, which was awesome. I had a magic box I could hop on and be like, is this hairnormal.com? Upload picture. And then someone from Arkansas is like, you're probably fine. And I'm like, cool, I'm getting back on my bike. Like, I don't know what people did during puberty before the internet, just like read Judy Blum until they started tingling. Like, what happened?
She knocks her knees.
Can you imagine going through puberty in the 1300s? Back then you were alone. Something weird was happening downstairs. You're like, that's a little strange. Hope I'm not a witch.
She looks around, cringing.
I can't go swimming. My daughter will always have the internet. From the time that she is born to the time she dies, she's always gonna have it. And I have to explain to her that the internet is the most beautiful, amazing, disgusting, horrifying thing in the universe. How do you do that in a balanced, measured way? Just like, hey, sweetie, have so much fun on the internet, talk to your friends, do your homework, but be careful, because a lot of people in there wanna kill you.
She looks up, mugging terror.
Everyone on the internet wants wants to kill me. No, not everybody. Some of them are just nice kids from Arkansas who want to let you know your pubic hair is A-okay. But yeah, some of them want to wear you like a skin jacket. So just please look out for mommy, okay? But you met daddy on the internet. That's different. I met your daddy on a dating app. He sent me a very thoughtful emoji. And
she nods, smiling.
Just really saw me for me. But how did you know daddy wasn't a bad internet person who wanted to kill you? Look, you little bitch, I didn't, okay? I didn't, but mommy was going through a dry spell. Your daddy had nice shoulders, so I took a fucking chance. Tale as old as time.
She dances stage left, arm out.
I just don't want to be somebody who has kids before I'm ready to have them. I have a friend who told me in the next year she either wants to get a dog or have a baby. I'm like, if you think those are the same thing, you are not ready for either one. A dog or a baby? That's like saying, yeah, I'm either gonna get a skateboard or my pilot's license.
She shrugs.
It's whatever I have time for. It is insane to me how easy it is to have and keep a baby. Like, if you get your appendix removed, they won't let you take it home. But if you have a baby, they're just like, here, you drop this. And you know there are days at the hospital, nurses look at each other like, are we gonna let this happen? They both have neck tattoos. One says fuck, one says babies. Either way they stand, it's bad news. Really? This is fine. This is fine with you. What were you gonna name her? Big Red after your truck. Yeah, we gotta do something. If you want to adopt a kid, you have to jump through so many hoops, but if you just have one, they're like, that's yours forever. No questions asked? That's insane. There's no exit interview on the way out of the hospital to make sure you're okay. Just like, hey, before we hand you a baby forever, can you put this metal bowl in the microwave for me?
She holds out her hand, staring. Taylor points.
Some of us not clapping, I encourage you to go home and try that. Nobody tell them. I have a friend who has a 7-year-old, and she shouldn't. And she just bought him an iPhone. I'm like, for what? She's like, it's for protection. I'm like, get him a sword. You're a terrible mother. I said, do you punish this little prince? And she goes, yes. As a matter of fact, sometimes I will take away that iPhone for a whole week and make him use a flip phone. Yeah, a flip phone's a punishment now. All over the United States, there are little kids going, no! All I can play is Snake! That is not a punishment. Do you want to hear a real punishment? When I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to walk to school in the morning with my friends because my dad said I'd get abducted. But then anytime I forgot to do a chore, he would make me walk home from school alone as if to say, you don't want to do your dishes? Well, we don't care if you disappear this week.
She nods, wide-eyed.
That's a punishment. That's why I'm up here. But I was trying to understand my friend's parenting style because I don't have kids because I'm responsible. And I said, have you thought about alternative punishments? And she goes, like, what? I said, I don't know, chores, grounding, spanking. She's like, oh! I'm like, what, is he behind me? Did he hear? Where is he? You got eyes on him? She's like, I can't believe you suggested I spank my child. I said, whoa, whoa, nobody suggested that. I don't believe in spanking, but I did get spanked. So there's a little bitter part of me for a while that was like, they're not gonna have it better than me, that I had to work through in therapy. And I've done that work, and I wasn't sure if you had. It was just a question. Also, why are you acting like I invented spanking? I didn't come in here like, you know what would be good? Like,
she holds out a hand.
We both got spanked. What are you talking about? I got spanked growing up. Did you guys get spanked? Yeah. Do you feel fine? I feel fine. 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 If we keep saying it, will we be fine? Maybe.
She shrugs, making a face.
You know, every 3 years, you're like, was I abused? Let's not ruin Christmas.
She dances in place.
Have you guys realized your parents messed you up yet? Have you found that stray dent in your head? You're like, what happened there? They're like, we did our best. That's what happened there. You were slippery, so.
She grins.
Yeah, this happened as adults. You realize your parents messed you up based on how other people react to stories about your childhood. Stories you thought were fine, because when you're a kid, you're stupid. You're just like, everybody gets tied in the yard.
She struts the stage.
Happy 4th of July. Fast forward 10 years, you're at a work party. Everyone's going around swapping stories. Like, yeah, my mom was crazy. She used to make us take our shoes off in the house. And you're like, oh my God, I know. We wore muzzles at night.
She mugs laughter.
What happened? Why'd everyone get sad? We could wear them on the carpet. It wasn't like her thing.
She grimaces.
But my friend was very offended, and I felt terrible. And I said, I'm very sorry. And she said, you know what, Taylor? I'm never gonna spank my kid. Our parents shouldn't have spanked us either. Spanking is the same as hitting. And I was like, okay, back up. There was a huge difference between what my parents did and hitting. Location, location, location. They never spanked me in the face. There's stuff in my face. People can see that, all right? There was nothing in my butt except justice for my parents. I got spanked so much growing up, I thought that's what your butt was for. I thought God made the first kid and was like, I better add some fat somewhere in case this starts mouthing off at Olive Garden.
She looks down, chewing, hand on her hip.
Parents are so nice to their kids now. It's crazy. I mean, parents apologize to their children. Did you know apologies went that direction? Did you know you could drive backwards on the freeway? It's crazy town out there. The closest my parents ever got to apologizing was this. You're okay.
She nods, hand on her hip.
You're all right. You're okay was code for don't call anybody. Let's just chalk this up to a whoopsie daisy. I think mistakes were made on both sides. Walk it off, I love you. My friends talk to their children like they're human beings, like they're equals. They get down here at eye level, they make eye contact. I didn't know the color of my father's eyes till I was 22 years old. And that's just because his license fell out of his wallet once.
She crouches.
And they're just down here like, hey buddy, how's the Lunchable treating you? Good? Awesome. Well, if you have any feedback for me, notes, input of any kind, I would love to hear it. You know why? Because it's your childhood. I'm just honored to be a part of it.
She eyes the crowd.
Anybody recognize any part of that speech? My parents were amazing parents. I love them very much. They did a fantastic job. But they were old school, tough love, no coddling parents, all right? When I was 15, I told my dad, I'm very depressed. I need to see a therapist. I've been thinking about killing myself. And he took a knife out of the knife drawer, shook it over his head, and went, be my guest.
She grins, wide-eyed.
And I was like, wow, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen. The best part of that story is I brought it up to him recently, and he just goes, oh yeah, I remember that.
She tugs at a belt loop. Taylor laughs silently.
I'm like, yeah, me too. Every week in therapy. He's like, hey, I called your bluff though, didn't I? Aha! Look who's not dead, drama queen. I'm like, okay. Touche, big guy, only on the inside. Am I laughing? I've been practicing. There's no healthy fear of your parents anymore. Nobody's scared of their parents. I was terrified of my parents. I never talked back to my mom except for once. She was spanking me in the church parking lot because you gotta get rid of those demons before you enter the house of the Lord. So she's cleansing her soul, a little pre-communion. And halfway through I go, that didn't hurt. And she went black in the eyes. And in a voice I'd never heard, goes, oh, well then we're gonna have to make it hurt. And for the rest of my childhood, wooden spoon. She went Martha Stewart on my ass. I still cannot watch the Food Network. Great British Bake Off doesn't calm me down. but I never talk back again. You try to spank a kid now, they'll laugh in your face. They'll be bent over on the iPhone you pay for, looking up reasons why you're a dickhead. Just think, really? You're gonna go through with this even though Psychology Today says that you're undermining my well-being long term? Oh, all right, Eileen, you stupid bitch. You do what you gotta do.
She leans over a stool, miming with her thumbs.
I'll be down here playing Angry Birds and Googling how you live with yourself.
She straightens up.
By the time I have kids, they're gonna be monsters. Just like, how dare you address me directly? Avert your eyes. And get out your boob, I'm hungry.
She points.
The big one. I'm like, ugh, who gave you an accent? I had amazing parents. I have to keep saying that in case anyone here knows them. Anyone can come to these.
She grins.
I love my parents. I think if you expect your parents to be perfect, you're immature, okay? Parents aren't just like these magical, perfect beings. They're just people who suck like the rest of us. That's how we should introduce them. Just like, these are my people, Rhonda and Tim. They do what they can. My dad was very overprotective. He had four daughters, which means he was just like playing dick goalie. And you don't have to laugh. He hates that joke too. His biggest fear was that one of us would become sexually active before we got married, and some of us have been activated, so that's... Can't take this back to Best Buy. I spilled some stuff on it. on it, in it. The keys don't work. It's over. So...
She smiles.
I would hate to be the father of four daughters. It seems very stressful. My younger sister's in college. She had lingerie delivered to my parents' house once because she's an idiot with an Amazon Prime account. And my dad opened the box because he's a middle-aged man who pays a mortgage. And if a box comes to his house...
She gestures down defiantly.
That's his box. He didn't talk to anybody about it. He just opened the box, freaked out, and then hid it behind a plant in his room. That was his solution, just like, oh.
She mimes opening the box, then turns away in mock disgust. She looks upward, then down again, scowling. She bounces on the balls of her feet, then crouches down to pick up the box.
Well, she can't have sex without her underwear.
She mimes hiding the box behind the stool. She grins and wipes her hands, patting herself on the back.
I really respect my dad a lot. You know why? He was never a hypocrite. He was just as strict with himself as he always was with us. Like, we found porn on my dad's computer once, and it was like the porn of a good man. Like, I think he Googled missionary. Like, I don't even think he was looking for porn. I think he was trying to become a missionary, and he just got lost. The internet just duped him. He's like, that's not my wife. Why is she naked? I'm the only person who's ever found porn on their dad's computer and gained respect for him. It wasn't even porn. It was just a pop-up. And I know that sounds naive to say, but my dad doesn't watch porn. He won't even watch sex scenes in movies and TV shows. One came on in a theater once, and he marched out like it was a protest. He came back 40 minutes later. I was like, wow, remind me to high-five mom.
She shrugs, making a face.
I'm like, where were you? You missed half the movie. He's like, well, we're not at home. You can't fast forward.
Taylor blinks.
I was like, you fast forward through sex scenes in your own house? He's like, damn straight.
She swirls a finger.
God is everywhere. And I said, bless your heart, you deserve to see some boobs that you're not married to every once in a while. So I bought him Game of Thrones on DVD.
She nods, grinning.
I said, you can't fast forward. They're talking while they're naked. It's important. I'm so glad I was raised by my dad. I mean, I think I'm so much like him. He's made me the person I am. He's the reason I do stand-up. I don't watch porn, not because I'm against it. I just never got into it, you know? In the same way some adults didn't read Harry Potter, you missed your letter to Hogwarts. I have a friend. Hates it. She's like, I hate pornography, Taylor. She calls it pornography, like a loser. And I said, why is that? And she goes, because it sets unrealistic expectations for men and women. It's just, it's so unrealistic. I'm like, have you seen porn? is like very realistic. Like they are fucking. Like what? I think you saw Star Wars. And she goes, no, Taylor, it's unrealistic because those women aren't even finishing, okay? They're faking it. And I was like, yeah, it's super realistic.
She looks around.
Isn't that what we're all doing? Fake it to make it. Back to your place to finish yourself off. Am I right? That's a joke. I've never faked it. I've never loved someone that much. Yeah. I don't hand out trophies for showing up. Grab an orange slice and a Gatorade. Get back down there. Let's see some hustle, Anderson.
She grins, raising her hand.
You guys were absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
She moves the stand back to center stage and flips on the mic. Taylor presses her palms together and mouths the words, thank you, as she leaves the stage. Written and performed by Taylor Tomlinson. Executive producer, Taylor Tomlinson. Executive producers, Judy Marmel, Reg Tigerman, John Bravakis. Directed by Marcus Raboy. Produced by Jeff Thorson. Producer, Alex McKenzie. Lighting designer, Robert W. Peterson. Production designer, Bruce Ryan. Editor, Dave Harrison. Director of photography, Dylan Sanford. Associate director, John Bravakis. Stage manager, Rhoda Gilmore. Credits roll. Trademark and copyright 2020 Netflix Studios LLC and Netflix Global LLC. All rights reserved. An animated black leather jacket zips up. TTOM Productions. Blue and yellow brackets appear. TRE. Triage Entertainment.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.